That's a good idea. I guess we can pull it out of the from the stair, the hallway. We got those in the hallway. Wow. Nothing, that's how they go.
Yeah. I said this week.
No. I don't think so. That looks so nice. La na 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 na. What you up to, Brenda? We gotta get your new address. All that stuff. Get your new address. Everything else stays the same, though. Your same email address and everything, or that change? Emails the same address. We gotta get her new address. She just moved. I think we have your old address too, Rex. I don't know if we have your new one. Did you get this, Brother Jesse? Song? Maybe just a little bit, but they could probably catch it here. Y'all look better when I look at you through this eyes. Huh? Blessed. Heal. Thank you, Jesus. It's favored. It's clear now. Thank you, Jesus. Yeah. Yep. I could be out there. I know it was terrible, man. I could be out in the light now. Thank you. You know, but yesterday I could see, but I couldn't be out in the light. But now I can be out in the light. I just couldn't. You know, I left the house and was driving, and I was laughing my butt off. I didn't see one sign. You know, you look at those signs, it was just a little white little box with the red around it. I said, this is what it feels like when people wear those bifocals. You know.
Yeah, I am giving this to you.
Thank you.
You could take it with an attitude or not, but I'm gonna pay for these. I got one, two. Here.
I look at that. I can see. Praise God. Well, praise the Lord. Everybody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We got a couple things we want to do. There's one other teaching that I really want to get to us, but I want more people to be here to get it. Want more people to be here to get it. So we're going to teach something. It'll be good tonight. It'll add blessing to our life, and we can probably hang with it. There's so many things that we can learn. I mean, there's so many things out there that we can learn and apply to our life in order to make things better. Hey, wonderful people. Come on. Y'all just get a chair and swing on around. We just started. Give them a hand for being here. Hey, look at that. She got her dress on. Go ahead, girl.
I have the seat right here. You tell me it was going to come Wednesday.
Good to see her. Thank you, Jesus. And Vrana, praise God. Get yourself a chair. We're doing good. There's chairs right around the hallway. But there are so many things that we can learn and apply to our life and see them start to work for us. And the first thing that we have to learn is that spiritual things do work. I saw something on the TV, it was like either yesterday or early this morning, and it really got to me just a little bit. I saw this woman praying for this, well, she wasn't praying for the dog, but they were trying to do healing touch on the animals now, and they had that on CNN, and it was making me so mad just how we don't know how to operate in certain things, and certain of those principles the world's trying to pick up. And it had a whole group of people taking classes to put their hand over the animals and rub it over the animal so that the animal would receive healing, like there's healing touch in the human or whatever else it is. You know, the devil wants to counterfeit everything the church has got. You know, everything. There are certain things that we have as believers, rights. I like what Brother Budge said. He said when we get saved, we just have available to us all the benefits of God. But if you don't take advantage of those things, it's not going to do you any good. Well, there are so many things that can work in our life and it would make our life better. How many want to have your life just a little bit better?
Amen.
A little bit more edge, and you want to accomplish your goal. One question that we're picking up, some things, revelation that we're getting, and I hope that y'all are getting it too. One is righteousness. That word, righteousness. Now, you can go with the religious form of righteousness and try to say this is what righteousness is. But according to what are you picking up righteousness is? When we say we want everybody to be righteous, we want our body to be able to walk in righteousness, what are we saying? Can anybody say, or y'all just been looking at me?
Believe in
God. What does it mean to you?
It just means living right.
Living right, okay.
Walking in the will of God, obeying God.
Stop right there.
Right.
What is that, Jesse?
Walking in the will of God and obedience.
Walking in the will of God and living in obedience. Now, there are certain things you get there. Now, there are certain blessings that go on the righteous. The Bible says, I've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor is seed begging for bread. Well, we would think, well, I've never seen those that do everything right forsaken, nor their seed begging for bread. And so you'd think that I'd have to do everything just right or be completely sinless in order to get over those flowers. I'd rather get over flowers than other stuff. Amen. But I'd rather be to the point to where I'm trying to, I'd rather, what am I talking about? I just took my drugs.
Righteousness.
I'm sorry, I just took my, all right, get some air on in here. It just got hot. Hold on. It just got, huh? Well, no, I'm not talking about that kind of hot. But maybe that might help us. Hopefully. Is that too loud for y'all? Y'all can still hang just a little bit, right? That's a good idea. But we want you to learn, first of all, I want everybody to be able to jump over into the realm of the supernatural and see that start to benefit in their life so that you can live. I tell you what, you're not going to be able to live by faith or live minus fear unless you have confidence in how God's things work. You know what I'm saying? We could say, oh, live by faith and don't you fear. Live by faith and don't you fear. Well, if you don't know how to work any of these benefits, you know what I'm saying? You better, you know what? You know, you're going to be afraid naturally if you haven't tried these things and find that these things are real. You know, if you've never seen God come through you financially, you know what I'm saying? You've never worked it, never proved God, and you get up a financial crunch. I tell you what, you're going to be in fear. You know, there's certain guests. There's a higher way that we can come out of fear in our life other than just somebody telling us, just don't fear. I'm tired of people telling me just don't fear and just don't be afraid and just have faith. That stuff is just developed. Now, somebody can tell you from the get-go, but when you really want to see it coming, you're not going to be able to walk in that stuff until you proved yourself out of that and you've seen it work.
Amen.
And once you've seen it work, you know what? You said, hey, I've been here before. You know what? God can handle it. Therefore, I'm not afraid anymore because I've tried God and I know that God will come through. You know, it's just like someone, you know, you get up there, you sit with certain people, you go to get your hair cut by people. That person messed your hair up four times. You're not going to be happy when you sit in that chair again. But if you know that person's bad and you got Vidal Sassoon sitting in that chair and you've seen their work, you're going to sit in that chair with confidence. Well, there are a lot of things in Jesus Christ or a lot of things in the Word and a lot of things in this life that we have as Christians, you know what, that we should be able to sit down in and be completely confident that everything's going to be okay. Now, you can't get confident in everything with God. You know, you're not going to be able to get confident and live this peaceful life just because you read a story out of the Bible. Amen. You got to learn to apply those biblical things to your life. I've heard faith teaching since, you know, the early 80s. I've been hearing about faith and do this and do that. But until I started to practice it myself and see it start to work, you know what I'm saying, then my fear started to go away a little bit more. Somebody say praise God. So I said all this to get back to this point, is that there is something about righteousness that I want y'all to pick up that a lot of people haven't caught yet, that I think a lot of people, even a lot of faith churches, are missing. And I figured out that if they had taught me this about 10 years ago, 5 years ago, even at Christ when they started explaining it in this fashion, I would have been able to get over a whole lot easier. So I said,
I've never seen
the righteous,
forsaken
or seed begging for bread. Now I tried to explain this to somebody else. They couldn't catch it. They were all, now the faith teaching says we are all righteous. We are all the righteousness in Christ Jesus. We're already righteous in Christ Jesus. Yes. We're already made whole. We're already made right in Christ Jesus. We, you know, thank God for that. That's what comes by faith. But there's something else about walking in righteousness. We've all been seated with Christ in heavenly places. But then can we have human mentality at the same time we're seated with Christ in heavenly places? Are we always thinking spiritual things and always seeing Jesus all day long? Or do we get down in the gutter sometime with our thinking sometime? So we say amen. It's more than just saying a bunch of stuff. When we start to say stuff, thank God for confession. That's wonderful. It builds us up. But we need to really start to live out these things. And I don't think it's just enough to confess, I'm the righteousness in Christ Jesus. Well, that's in comparison if you're thinking that righteousness is nothing about you doing the right thing all the time. See, and that's one step, even in the faith movement, where they go. Because so long they used to say, you know, people were trying to be holy. People were trying to be perfect. People were trying to be just right. They messed up here, they messed up there. And everybody was trying to make themselves just perfect so they could receive from God. Only good people get their prayers answered. You know, only good people do those kind of things. Well, so the Word of Faith teachers, they came along and tried to say, hey, you're already righteous. You're already as good as it's going to get. You don't have to get any better. You're already perfect in God's eyes. Somebody say, amen. But you know there are several kinds of righteousness with Jesus. And there's a righteousness with men. There's a righteousness with God. You know, that righteousness, you know, you're already righteous enough to get to heaven. So say, thank you, Jesus. Somebody say, praise God for that. You're not trying to earn brownie points to get to heaven. What Jesus did in your life already qualifies you to get to heaven. So you don't try to be good to get to heaven. He was already good enough. But there's another righteousness. Somebody say, amen. That will cause a supernatural to start to operate in your life. Because a lot of times people say, well, if I just believed I'm more righteous, these things will start to happen in my life. But there is something that clicks. I've noticed, you can say all you want to say, pray all you want to pray, and fake it all you want to. I've been out there, you know. But there, I can notice a time in my life where things started to work for me. I've always believed God. I've always trusted God. Anybody ever been there? You know, always done the right thing. Even sowed. And even in all that stuff, but there, I can notice a time in my life to where things just started to click and it just started to happen. You don't understand how it's happening. So say, revelation opens the door. And I believe we got a deeper revelation. It's not completely formatted yet, but I want you to study it for yourself. And I want you to get a revelation. Everybody needs to get a revelation of the righteousness. Now go on beyond. Now I'm not... Whatever they teach the Word of Faith people about righteousness, believe all of it and say, thank you, Jesus. But don't stop there. Now, we all know that when you get saved, Billy Graham taught about salvation and the Baptist taught about salvation. Anybody heard the Baptist teach about salvation? Should you take what they say about salvation? Absolutely. Is that all it is?
No.
Absolutely not. You can only go so far. They'll tell you how to get to heaven, but they don't tell you how to take advantage of that salvation here on earth. There's always something more. There's always a difference. God's always got more in every little teaching we get. You can get one part of teaching of healing. We want to, you know, I'm saying, I want to get back to the basics with some of these people where we start to walk in healing again. We slacked. So we say, praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
We do a healing seminar or something. Well, in the same fashion, there are blessings that go along with righteousness. And Brother Budge was talking about walking in the supernatural or the imaginary, you know, building our imagination up and doing all that stuff, getting us over to the supernatural realm. Well, one way that we can have supernatural start to work in our life is to say by receiving the blessing that falls on the righteous. I believe this fashion, when they're talking about blessings that go on the righteous, I've never seen the righteous forsaken nor a seed begging for bread. Righteousness are people that are on the right path. Somebody say amen. They're following their destiny for their life. When people find out where they're going, What God wants out of, and we've been saying the same thing over and over again. You've been picking up too, right? You know, when people find out what God wants to do in them, what God wants to do through them, what they're called for, what their destiny is, something happens. So say amen. When we get complete in what God has for us, I believe something magical takes place. The minute we stop fighting the call of God on our life, the minute people make up their mind that this is what I'm called to be and this is what I want to do, something supernaturally happens. And I call that the gift of righteousness. Somebody say amen? Because you don't start to turn around so you can expect the blessing of God to be on it. Amen? Why do you never see the righteous forsaken nor their seed begging for bread? Because they're doing what God told them to do. They're out there, they're not living for themselves. They're out there living the way that God wants them to. They're out there doing what God told them to do. Might look desperate sometimes, but if God told them to do it and that's their destiny, if God offered that faith in their life, you know what's going to happen? He's going to come through for them. So say, you'll never fail. Say, you'll never fail. Tell somebody real loud with confidence. In your destiny. But a lot of people never really take their destiny. You can't fail in anything you haven't tried. Amen. You can't fail in everything you haven't tried. Someone said, well, I failed at my destiny. No, you never started your destiny. You never attempted. Anybody ever try to play tennis? Some people say, well, I can't, if you've never played tennis before, I can't call you a failure in tennis until you got out there and played it. That's the way it is with a lot of people's lives. A lot of people are calling themselves failure. You know what? I don't believe people fail in their destinies. You can become, you know, a failure in somebody else's destiny or what devil's trying, what you're trying to accomplish in your own flesh. But you know that plan that God has for you? I believe something will click in you and you'll start to be successful in it. Now, a lot of things that we're about to show, to teach and to get into right now, this is meant for people, for the righteous. Somebody say, for the righteous. I meant to support those that are in the righteous. Tell them how to get over. How to accomplish what God wants them to accomplish. How to use these things to get what they want from God. Somebody say hallelujah. So righteousness is when somebody says, listen, this is what I'm called for. It might seem impossible. And all my faith is, all I wake up in the morning to do what God told me to do. I'm called to pastor Nations Church. Somebody say amen. When I get up in the morning, amen. When I get up in the morning, wake up no matter what's going my way, whether it looks good, whether it looks bad, get out to my car and get in there and deal with every problem that comes with it, whatever blessing that comes with it, as long as I stick to it. Somebody say amen. Amen. As long as I'm following the plan of God for my life, somebody say that is righteous actions. And you can expect the supernatural to come through. Then you don't get afraid of different things. Hey, you know, we get people, I mean, if y'all knew some of the stuff that we had to deal with on a daily basis, it'd blow your mind probably, the faith you have to walk into. You know, but you know, you just walk through it with faith and say, hey, look, I've never seen the righteous forsaken nor his seed begging for bread. So say, you're not going to have to beg. Amen. And you won't be forsaken. God will change every circumstance around. There's never been one calamity ever, ever that God didn't bring us through. So you know what I learned? It might have been at the last minute, whatever. He always worked it out.
Amen.
So you can face it. Somebody say, oh, you know, I used to get those days. You know, I used to have friends, you know, to get freaked out. Things would happen, and you never seen that thing where you say, the sky is falling. I had to get those people out of my life.
Amen.
You know, you get stuff that's going on, you know, circumstance happens, situation happens. Oh, the sky is falling, the bottom's falling out. No, it's not.
Amen.
It'll be over, and you'll end up winning.
Jesus.
You know, the devil just roars. But whether he'll bite or not, he'll bite or not whether he can see the look in your face when he shows up. Oh, it's real bad. It's real bad. It's about to fall apart. She real upset. No, she's not. It's going to be all right because I'm doing what God told me to do to the best of my ability and everything's going to be all right.
Amen.
He'll take care of the rest.
Amen.
If he gets you into stuff, he'll get you out of stuff. But if you get your stuff into stuff, you know what I'm saying, you're going to have to pray a little bit. But if God got you into something, he'll get you out of it. Let me say amen.
Amen.
So this goes along with the righteous. Want everybody to be righteous. With no fear. That's the adventure of life.
Amen.
I get so tired of, somebody say weak. Weak people. Scared, tacky, you know, people that won't stand up and live a little bit. You know what I'm saying? You know what? And you know what God will let you do? He'll let you sit your, you'll die dead. Remember I said, I want to die alive. Basically, I don't want to die, period. Amen. But I want to die while I'm living. Amen. But there are a lot of people that died dead. You didn't have been here. They never did anything. Never accomplished any one of their goals or anything. Why? Because they don't know how to walk in stuff. Praise the Lord. Shut up, Pastor Rod, and go on to what you want to talk about. Somebody say authority. Now, I tell you what, if you're not going to live in righteousness, hang it up. Just don't waste your time. But if you're doing what God told you to do, there are certain things that you can apply to your life and see that magic start to happen. Amen. I use the word magic. I'm not believing in sorcery or witchcraft, but just stuff just happens. Stuff just falls in place. Amen. When we do godly things. Somebody say authority.
Authority.
There are blessings that come on our life that will only come on our life as we learn about authority. Everybody write the word authority down. Because I believe we're missing out on stuff. There are certain people, I see them miss out on blessings already. If they had a revelation of authority, they would be blessed. And people think when they think of authority, it's just, oh, that's just somebody telling you what to do and doing all this other stuff. No, if people really had a revelation of authority, they would get out of stuff. If people had a revelation of authority, their life would be a little bit more peaceful. They would already have the answer. Somebody say, amen.
Amen.
There's a blessing of authority. When we walk in authority, you know what? There was a man in the Bible. He said, listen, for I'm a man under authority. You know, there was that wise centurion. He said, Lord, only speak the word. And whatever you say, it'll be done. Why? Why will it be done? Why was that man able to get his blessing real quick? He had an understanding of authority. Somebody say, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
How many of you want your stuff to get met a little bit quicker?
Amen.
Get a revelation of authority and believe in it. And walk in it. Don't just walk in it because somebody told you to, but just try it. So this authority, go to Romans chapter 13. Chapter 13, verse 1. Everybody say, I believe in God.
I believe in God.
Say it one more time.
I believe
in God. How many glad you're hearing good word of faith teaching?
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Look at somebody and say, we're about to be giants. Yeah, go on, turn it down. I feel better now. Amen. Say it again. We're about to be giants.
We're about to be giants.
You apply this stuff to your life and watch it happen. All right, Romans chapter 13, verse 1. Let every soul be subject unto higher powers. Somebody say, thank God for that. Did it say, let every spirit?
No.
How many want peace? How many want peace in your life? Somebody say, let every, somebody say, let.
Let.
Every soul be subject to higher powers. You know, you can command your soul and speak to your soul. We are tripart beings. We're spirit, soul, and body. And there are a lot of things that we don't get over. You know, that we mess up our life. We allow our soul to mess up our life. Our emotions mess up our life. Anger messes up our life. Fear messes up our life because our soul gets out there and gets all crazy and uncontrolled. So he said, within authority, there is security.
There is security.
So let every soul be subject. Somebody say, thank God for that.
Thank God for that.
To higher powers. Well, that higher power is authority. Those higher powers are authority. And we're not just talking about individuals. We're going to find that there are different types of authority that we need to have over our life. Certain things you go, well, that settles it right there. I don't need to ask anybody. The Bible tells me to do this. So say, if the Word of God is an authority, then let your soul, make your soul, be subject to it. Don't debate it. Don't question it. And you'll get over in life. Remember, it says, let every soul be subject to higher powers, for there is no power but the power of God, that the powers that be are ordained of God. So say, you're not going to be able to be subject to powers that you don't believe are ordained of God. Do you understand that?
Amen.
See, don't even try to get in stuff. See, a lot of people say, well, I want to follow pastor, I want to follow my husband, I want to follow my boss on my job. I want to follow the word. I'm going to follow the Bible. We're going to try to follow that stuff. You're not going to be able to follow anything or be subject to anything that you don't believe is ordained of God. If you don't learn to reverence the word of God, you're not going to be subject to it.
Amen.
You know, and I'm not just talking about, oh, that's the Holy Bible. Be careful where you put the Bible. Never read it. Keep the dust off of it. Don't walk on it. Swear on it. Like it's going to do. I don't even know why they do that in the courtroom anymore. You know, they're going to swear on it. They're not going to lie in court, so they can't go to jail. They go to jail if they, you know, if they swear falsely. You know, so they're going to swear in the Bible. That's supposed to keep them in line. But it's not going to be, they're not going to swear enough to get out of hell. So why do we even have that? Swear on the Holy Bible, and half of them don't even believe in it. If they believed in it, they wouldn't be in the courtroom in the first place. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Do we still do that in the courts today?
Yes.
Isn't that amazing? We swear on the Holy Bible in court and can't pray in school.
And they raise their hand to show the old. It comes from showing the scar of who you're in covenant with. That's
why?
Why they raise the hand when they
praise God. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So you're not going to be able, if you're having a problem in authority, it's the fact that you just don't believe it's ordained of God. And say, ooh, that'll get rid of it. You know, if you have a problem in any area of authority in your life, authority of the Word of God in your life, authority of conscience, so say conscience.
Conscience.
You know, that's a higher authority. That's a higher power in your life, the voice of the Holy Spirit in your life. That's a higher authority. Like when that voice, the Holy Spirit, and your conscience is leading you, and the Holy Spirit speaking to you, and the Holy Ghost is saying, doing this, and you roll over, he said, get up and pray, and you roll over. Go hug that woman. Wait till the song's over. Amen. Put another zero on that check. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
Go do this. Go do that. You know what? Many of us don't obey that higher power in our life. Somebody say power.
Power.
What kind of power? Power to make your life better.
Right.
Power to help you out. Power to help you accomplish what? Your destiny, or get to where God's trying to get you, your destination, or your righteousness. But many people don't listen to the inward voice on the inside of them. Why? Because they don't believe it's ordained of God. So I'm saying that my conscience is the Holy Ghost on the inside of me. Amen. It's ordained of God to help you out. If you got the inward voice speaking to you, somebody say, the inward voice,
God
has authority. Does your flesh have authority? It said, let every soul be subject to higher what? Powers. Your soul is not a higher power. Your mind is not set on, you know, it's not from above. It's down here. That's why we're trying to renew it. But your spirit on the inside of you, guess what it is? It's higher. So say, be subject.
Be subject.
Who say, we're about to get over in life by learning about authority.
Learning about authority.
And you're going to start to see your faith work and start to see miracles. And you're not going to want to do it. You're not going to want to do it in your flesh. It's not going to be easy. Oh, I just can't wait. You just got to say, let it happen.
Let it happen.
You ever had brothers and sisters, and you know the bigger ones won't let the little kids do stuff? Well, you just let them have it? Well, that's the way it's got to be in our life. Let every soul be subject to higher powers. Amen. For the powers that be are ordained of God. Whosoever therefore resisteth the power, resisteth the ordination of God, and they that resist shall receive to themselves what? Damnation. Now that's a damn shame, isn't it? Hallelujah. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I just read it out of the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
What is damnation? When you say something, what's the opposite of being damned?
Being blessed.
Being blessed. Or, remember we talked about being condemned, condemnation, condemnation. What does that mean? Shut up, board it up, can't be used. Somebody, you know, they just shut down a building. When you condemn a building, you shut it down and it can't be used. People that resist authority, the higher authorities on their life, they just shut themselves up. They just shut the whole show down. Amen. They board those things and put a sign on the front door. You know what? Not inhabitable. And say, you keep resisting the inward voice. And you're not going to be able to have the power of God living on the inside of you. When you resist, somebody say resist. Name some of the things we resist every day. Some of the things that we resist, you know. Any type of higher authority, the Word of God. Bible says, hey. Yeah, pray. Wow, Holy Spirit leads you to pray. Doesn't that sound like a higher authority? Mm-hmm. Resist it. Resist it. Scripture. Bible says this. No, I'm going to do what I feel like doing. When I feel like it. So say, when I feel like it.
When I feel like it.
You know what that, you know when I feel like it really is? Pride. Mm-hmm. Gut bucket pride, mm-hmm. Always. Whenever we put that thing in it, when I feel, y'all should have had my mama, because we weren't allowed to say when I feel like it.
Amen.
You know what I'm saying? You had to look. I mean, not only did we have to do it when she said do it, you know, how she said do it, amen, but we had to do it like we were happy to do it, amen?
Amen, with the right attitude.
Somebody say amen?
Amen.
You better act like you're happy about it, too. And she'd look out that window to make sure that trash was going out. Let me pout on the way out there. Amen?
Amen. Good word.
When I feel like it, attitudes. When I feel, you know, when I feel like it, we just take, you know, like God's timing's not the best for us. Somebody say, help us, Lord.
Help us,
Lord. So say, let every soul,
let every soul
be subject
to higher powers.
There's a God. Some of us, you know, if our boss, you know, if the big boss, amen, came through there and told us we'd be, you know, yes, sir. Amen. But God speaks to us every day. Like he doesn't know your schedule, your agenda. Like he doesn't know what you got to do and all these other things. Amen. What you got going in your life. If you believe in God, be subject to higher powers. Everything ordained of God is of God. Therefore, it is what? God is everywhere. Whenever you obey God, you manifest God. Every step of obedience releases more God in our life. The rulers are not a terror to good works, but to evil. Somebody say, but to evil. Well, where is that terror going to come from? Out of your spirit? Where's it going to come from? The flesh? So say terror.
Terror.
To evil. Then we talk about righteousness. What's the opposite of righteousness? Evil. And what is it? And we talk about wickedness. And we said that rebellion is as a sin of witchcraft. And then we call wicked witches. You ever heard the term wicked witches? Why do they call them witches? What's a witch? Someone that's so proud, so headstrong, that they want to be in control of everything. And why do we call them wicked? Because if God says go this way, they want to go crooked that way. Wicked just means crooked. Somebody say distorted.
Said,
you know what? Authority or the powers that be or rulers, they're not a terror to good works or to the righteous, to those that are on the righteous works. Amen. It rejoices when they have that kind of stuff because they see authority out there as a means of blessing. Well, praise God. Authority is nothing. Authority is like train tracks that you put a train on. You put a train track on authority, it'll get that person where they want to go if that's authority is ordained of God. So you're not going to look at it as a curse for you. You know, God's not double-minded. Every type, all the Word of God. You know what? When you find out what God has for you, guess what? What God has for your life is going to be in sync with the Bible. It's going to be in sync with all the spiritual authority over your life. Somebody say amen. You'll get to the right place. It'll be authority then becomes, instead of your taskmaster, which so many people think, amen, it becomes nothing but, you know what, training wheels. Or it just becomes, you know what authority does? It puts it up on the other side, and that authority, your pastor, different apostolic giftings and things, they get on you, amen, not there to make you slave and do all this other stuff to benefit them so much, amen, but that authority sent there to keep you on track so that you might be able to grab a hold of your destiny and walk out your righteousness. True godly authority will only bring about personal righteousness in the individuals that are under it. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
That's how you can tell whether you're called about that. Amen. That's how you can tell whether you're called in certain ministries or something like that. You know, they won't let you rest until they find out. If they're not able to see, amen, if they don't want to bring you to a total completeness in Jesus, you're in the wrong place. Not called just to make you happy. Amen. Beer can do that. Or fake that. People get high and just start laughing and carrying on. That's not happiness. That's a counterfeit. So say righteousness.
Righteousness.
Say it one more time. Righteousness.
Righteousness.
It's going to afflict your flesh. Mm-hmm. Some say terror.
Terror.
Glory to God. Some say terror again.
Terror.
For rulers are not a terror to good works. Some say glory to God for that.
Glory to God.
But to the evil. To those things that aren't going to profit you anything. To those things, what you going down that road for? The Word of God says, hey, you doing all this other stuff. Some say, you know, the Word of God should be a terror to every evil path in your life. You know, when you're doing something wrong and you have quiet time, it shouldn't support your wrongness. It should become a terror to all wrongdoing in our life. Amen. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Not unless you got it all together. You think you got it all together, you don't have the Holy Ghost. You think you got it all together, you know it all, and you got it, and you don't need to pray to get direction, and you don't need correction, you don't need the Holy Ghost. It's there to correct us and reprove us of sin. And the Holy Ghost is given to what? People that want to live for God. Not to people that don't want to live for God. It's given to people that want to live for God and want to serve God, to convict them of sin. So if he didn't give the Holy Ghost a job to convict some of them of sin, but you're going to get some of them Holy Ghost. They're going to come in, and they never going to want to sin. You don't have to worry about that with them. Amen? They're going to have it all together. You're in some sick, sad shape if the Holy Ghost is not constantly altering your life to keep you in sync or to keep you in the right path. Somebody say hallelujah. Holy Ghost is there. The Word of God is there to straighten us up and ship us up and get us where we want to be. Amen? Will thou then not be afraid of the power? Do that which is good, and thou shalt have praise of the same. For he is a minister of God to thee for what? For what? For what? For what? For what?
Good.
See, there are several things that people get out of ministries. There are several. See, there not everybody at Combination Church going to get a pastor. Some of them going to get a pain in the butt. Amen. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Some of them are going to get a thorn in the flesh. You know what? See, for those that want to do evil, it's just going to be a terror. Blah, 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 blah. Somebody say amen. But for those that have a revelation, amen? Those that had a revelation of who Jesus was, they were able to receive the best from him. If I know what's in this sister and what I can get, I can receive the best for her, amen?
Amen.
But you got to realize that somebody say, thank God.
For authority.
I'd rather have a coach any day than not have one. Mike Tyson got knocked down. Why? He had a sorry coach. He didn't have the same one. He had no authority. To say thank God. But those that, somebody say, spiritual authority and different authorities in their life, they're there for the good. Amen. for the good. But if thou do that which is evil, somebody say, then definitely be afraid. For he beareth not the sword in vain. For he is the minister of God, an avenger to execute what? Wrath upon those him that doeth evil. Wherefore ye must be what? Subject, not only for wrath, but also for conscience sake. For this cause pay ye tribute also, for they are God's minister, attending continually upon this very thing. Render therefore to all their due, tribute to whom tribute is due, custom to whom custom is due, fear to whom fear is due, honor to whom honor is due. Now this is talking about one form of authority. Somebody say hallelujah. Y'all, I'm just about done. We're not going to be able to knock them all out. That's one form of authority, and I want to get it. But I want to tell you the three forms of authority that we're going to be talking about on Wednesday nights. Is that okay? And I want you to get these all in your life. Okay? So we say three higher powers.
Three higher powers.
Okay, the three higher powers. All right? The first and the highest power or authority is God himself. He is the supreme authority of all creation. Why is God to have all authority over all creation? Because the root to, amen, of authority is what? Author. He started it, so he can do whatever he wants to, does what he wants to do with it. Amen? Whatever came first usually has the authority. Amen? All right. The other two positions of authority is this higher realm, and one is truth. Somebody say truth.
Truth.
Say it one more time. Truth.
Truth.
Not a little, you know, see, truth is just truth.
Amen.
Truth is not opinion. You can go debate any opinion. There are a lot of people who can argue any point why they believe so. We were at one somebody the other day. Remember, Rita? Talked about a whole bunch of stuff. It sounded nice, but it wasn't truth. The only thing that carries it, you know, not what makes sense to us doesn't have to be truth. There are a lot of things that really make sense. Like we heard a thing today. You know, I heard a thing today, and I literally had to thank God for the authority of the Word of God, or I'd be in some sad shape. Then another thing on CNN. And they said, we just did a statistic. Said, don't beat your kids. Don't spank your kids. They'll be in trouble. If you spank your kids, they're going to turn out rebellious. They said, well, maybe those statistics are just right, so I better go in that fashion because, you know, statistics don't lie. Some say,
let every soul
be subject
to higher powers.
The Bible has authority. I don't care if they turn out to be axe murderers. Amen. Let every soul be subject. It doesn't have to make sense. If it messes them up, maybe God designed us all to be messed up. I don't think so. He knows things we don't know. See, we like to change things based on what everybody else is doing. Thank God for numbers. We can crunch numbers and do certain things. But there are certain things that doesn't figure up. Amen? There are a lot of things with God that just don't figure up according to what the world is saying. But you know what? Thank God. See, you'll miss out the best of God if you don't have authority in your life. Because he knows more than you. Why does he have authority? Because he knows more. Seems to be subject. See, that'll get a lot of people out of trouble if they just do things because the Bible says to.
Amen.
How long did it take us to figure out certain things? There are certain things we just get, wow. You know, anybody going to go jump off a building? Why aren't you going to go jump off the top of that building? Because you know you're going to break your neck. Amen? You'd have to go figure it out to learn not to go jump off the building. Amen? Say higher authorities, being subject. You want to be blessed, amen? You want to be blessed, have higher authority. There are a lot of people out there that don't have any authority whatsoever in their life and wonder why they can't get blessed. Why are you doing that? The Bible says to. Someone say, no compromise.
No compromise.
We need to get right down to the Word. What does the Bible say? Cut blanket. You know, we try to explain it away and do all this other stuff. It just said, don't do it. Just don't do it. New theology comes and goes. And everybody's opinions are like what are like rear ends. Everybody's got one. Amen. It's like a nose. Now, I like the other thing. You know why? Opinions are like everybody's rear end. Everybody's got one, and they all stink. Opinion doesn't qualify truth. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So say, keep living with no authority. Keep living with authority. So the second authority is the authority. The first authority was God. Second authority was truth. Truth. And you're not going to be able to walk in biblical truth if you don't believe that all authority is ordained of God. Amen. Third authority is the one we were talking about. Somebody say the authority of conscience. Conscience. And that's a real scary one right there. So we got God, truth, and conscience. Those are the higher authorities in our life. That if we learn to start to flow with those authorities over our life, amen, things will start to happen for us. Things will start to work. Somebody say, but you got to learn to be what? Subject. We'll say, be under authority. Notice that he said, I'm a man that knows about authority. He says, no, I'm a man under authority. That means that I allow my flesh and my soul to be subject to those types of authority in my life, and I expect to be blessed by it. You think we're on a good topic here for the next couple weeks?
Amen.
Somebody say hallelujah. So this week, what are we going to do? Somebody say hallelujah. Somebody say, this week, just start warning your soul. Just start warning your soul. You're going to be subject to high any authority I can find. So if you say, say soul.
Soul.
Any authority.
I can
find.
I'm going to get under.
I'm going to
get under.
Say it one more time. Any authority.
Ordained of God,
that I can find, I'm going to get up under that. And as we said that, you know, I heard that thing. You ever heard the slogan? Get up under the spout where the glory comes out. You know where the spout, the glory of God comes out? Authority. Somebody say hallelujah. Praise God. There are certain things just want to bless us. If we just get up under some stuff, it'll just make things so much easier for us. We won't get the knocks on our head that we don't have to have on our head if we just get up under stuff that somebody already got a knock for. If you're going to walk with Brother Hagin, I want to learn all the lessons he learned. Think I want to be half dead? Riding around, somebody drive me around the ambulance in McKinney, Texas, because I'm supposed to die someplace? No, I'm just going to learn it from authority. I don't want to be one of them dumb people that have to experience everything myself to learn it, you know? I learned from hard knocks. No, I'm tired of getting knocked in my head. Get up under authority and learn where other people got knocked in the head for it. Amen? That way you can go far and you can be like Elisha. You know, he went on to the next level. Amen? Go on to the next level with God, and that will happen as we learn to get under authority. Amen? So you don't have to learn every little lesson everybody learned. Say, I never want to be as broke. Somebody say it.
I never want to be as broke.
As Pastor Rod has been. Amen?
As Pastor Rod has been.
So say, thank God. That's inheritance. Somebody say inheritance. One of the things you inherit, you don't have to inherit the lumps that other people got. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
Glory to God. I ran my mouth enough. I've enjoyed it tonight. Amen. Righteousness. Peace. And joy in the Holy Ghost. That's the kingdom of God. Finding out what God wants to get out of your life, what he wants to do in your life, getting a peace about it. Then after you got a peace about it, laughing. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
Some of us ain't got to that righteousness part yet. We're still trying to figure it out. Amen. We're still trying to figure it out. Amen. What God told you to do, I don't know. Somebody say amen. Take the plunge. Amen. You find out you get more blessed when you do it. Amen. Somebody say, I'm going to be laughing.
Next 2 years.
I'm going to be walking in the righteousness of God with a complete peace about it. The devil's not going to be able to get to me, and I'll be laughing in the Holy Ghost about it.
Amen.
Amen. Rita's writing the check. Somebody say, thank God. Nobody else has to tithe tonight. Nobody has to sow tonight. Somebody say, Rita's got it all taken care of. Amen. No, somebody say, praise God. She said, God's got it all taken care of. Amen. This is an opportunity. Somebody say, amen.
Amen.
The Bible says, give and it'll be given back to you. Amen. Pressed down, shaken together, and running over. Amen. Will what give into your bosom? Animals and donkeys? Amen. Trees? Angels? No. Somebody say, will men give into your bosom? Somebody say, that doesn't mean you have to go get on a swing in a club someplace. Amen. Hallelujah. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. You need to give to the point, she's got an appointment. You should give to the point to where people start to walk up and start to give back to you. So say, thank God.
God.
Somebody say, is it possible? Anybody walk up and give them money? Amen. Anybody have had people walk up and give them money?
Amen.
Huh? Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Somebody say, call me a liar. It happens. Amen. Be subject. Somebody say, be subject. To higher powers, even in finance. Amen. Hallelujah. Father God, right now in the name of Jesus, we thank you for all that you are, for all that you're doing. And we live by our seed in the name of Jesus. And Father God, what we have faith for will come upon us. But Father God, whatever we're afraid of right now in the area of finance, let it happen tomorrow. So that we learn that we get whatever we believe for. No, Father, give us grace and mercy. I take that back in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. But Father, just bless them in the name of Jesus. Pressed down, shaken together, and running over. Father God, get them over to that realm, Father God, to where they just don't have enough room to contain all that you want to do for them in Jesus' name. Father God, teach them that giving is good. Everybody say giving. Is good. And
it creates.
Amen. It creates a vacuum. Amen. It'll do something. It creates power. And once you get into it, God will do it. Somebody gave y'all a wonderful compliment. One of the preachers that we said, we love coming to the nations. He said it's a small group. He said, but one thing about nations that I love, he said they're givers. Somebody say, thank God.
Thank God.
Hallelujah. Somebody say, let's get better on it. Amen. Somebody say, they're givers. Amen. You know there were churches in the Bible that were givers. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. And I'd always want it to be that way because the Bible says it's more, somebody say, more blessed,
to give
to receive. Amen. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. So how many of you want that reputation? That you are a giver. Amen.
Yes.
Amen. Then you walk down the street and say, oh God, they're trying to get something out of me now. Wonder what they want now. Amen. Amen. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. So sow it on in Jesus' name. Friday night we'll be here at what? 8 o'clock? 8 o'clock we'll be here. Somebody say, thank God for that. Sunday morning we're going to be here at 11 o'clock and 7 o'clock that night. Amen.
Amen.
We're believing God. How many of y'all have heard of Ralphina Dodson? I think we're going to bring Sister Ralphina in. Amen. It's going to be hot. That's some good stuff. Amen. Did you have a good week? Anything else going on? Or we got it all together? Ain't nobody else got a birthday, right? No other birthdays? You got a birthday coming up? Nothing. Amen. Somebody say amen.
Tommy
got a birthday? Hallelujah. Well, he just missed his cake. Everybody sing happy birthday to Tommy. Hallelujah. Happy birthday. Hallelujah. Danny's birthday tomorrow? Praise God. Amen. Irene says she had one of the best birthdays in what? In a very, very long time. So we say thank God for that. Isn't that great? She had one of the best birthdays she had in a very long time. Now, my birthday's December. Jesse said, me too. Amen. My birthday's December the 12th. I'm telling you 7 months in advance. Rex, I can hear you, brother. When's your birthday, brother Rex? His birthday's January 11th. Y'all, after y'all recuperate, you can hit his a month later, exactly a month after mine. And then, y'all the same week?
No, I'm not. We're not the same month either.
February 3rd?
Oh,
And she's February the what? You and Rita have the same birthday, right?
No, we don't.
So we go, we're going to stick them all together in a big, in a big basket. Hallelujah.
Wait, my mom's birthday is on the 16th of February.
16th? Ooh. Oh, my goodness. 16th of February? Amen. And y'all praying over? I'm going to go, and they're going to be able to take this contact out tomorrow. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
And I'm going to have to hit that doctor if this thing hurts. Somebody say thank you, Jesus. Thank you, sister. Amen. Yes.